So we are praying and sanctifying the month of Tammuz. The month of Tammuz is the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar. Can everybody hear me loud and clean and clear?
Yes.
But this month has a zodiac sign where we see, because on the fourth day, we see that God started, now literally started to deal with the stars, the universe. He started to deal with the planets, and he started to deal with literally the cosmic energy, the structure of the lights, which are the stars. That's the day number four. And the fourth month represents what God did on the day number four. It represents the astrologic design of things, the astrologic, the universe, where you have the stars, the moon, the sun, yeah, and you have the zodiac signs. This is the astrologic calendar or the astrologic structure of the universe. So God dealt with the lights in the universe on the day number four, which is the fourth month, representing equivalent to the fourth month. So in this month, we need to pray to come against certain spiritual dimensions in high places. The Bible says that your weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against wickedness, powers of darkness in high places, in the principalities that literally rules over the universe, in within the universe and the dimension. So this month represents the casting, because it represents the zodiac that we call Scorpio. And the Scorpio is the casting, the evil speech against another, the hatred against another. Yeah, the bad or the evil eye against another. The covetousness, the unrighteousness, where we see the envy and the jealous of Cain, hallelujah, came against Abel because Abel was righteous. It's the refusal of accepting to bless. This month is so oriented and slanted towards uncleanness and evil behaviors of an evil eye, jealousy and envy, accusations, where people do not wish well. This is the manifestation of that inner energy that is likened unto Cain against others. But the Bible says that you shall trample over scorpions and over serpents, but nothing by no means shall harm you. So the month of Tammuz is supposed to be a month when we forgive. Supposed to be a month when the theme of this month is the theme of forgiveness. So we're going to pray in the dimension of forgiveness. Because in this month, people reveal a lot of anger towards others. They reveal a lot of negative energies or negative traits take over. They are stimulated. The animalistic nature that has fallen in man is literally stimulated and ignited through the month of Tammuz. But we're going to pray and we say, Father God, there is no weapon forged against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We're going to say, Father God, that whatever intentions of the wicked ideas of the enemy that is intending against us shall not come against us. Hallelujah. 10,000 shall fall on your side, and 1,000 shall fall on your side, but it shall not come near your house. Father God, I declare prosperity, that the envy and the jealousy of the non-well-wishers over your life shall not stand. So let us open up our mouth and begin to pray and say, Father God, right now, this is the month you have made. Father God, we sanctify your holy name. We declare that you are worthy. Even we thank you beforehand, and we say, oh Lord God, let me hear everybody lift up his voice. Let me hear everybody lift up his voice before God and begin to decree and begin to declare and begin to say, Lord God, you are worthy to be praised, because in this place we shall not walk in fear, because in love there is no fear. In love there is no fear, because fear involves torment. Father God, we come against every horoscope. We come against every torment, because this month is a month which reflects the horoscope, the design of astrological design and astrologers, sorcerers, cursers, Father, those who cast spells, casting spells against others. Father God, right now we speak a light, we convert. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. This month, the theme of this month, hallelujah, the theme of this month is to convert darkness into light. This is the time when the Bible says that I will transform your darkness into light. So, Father God, we say that let there be a transformation through the words you speak. The Bible says that your tongue is the rod in which you can speak. You can utter out life through your tongue and you can utter out death. But today, we choose to speak light. We speak life, Father God. We speak the anointing. We shall choose to use our mouth to speak light. We shall not speak darkness over the earth. Neither shall we use our mouth as an instrument of unrighteousness, of evil. Father, so I decree and I proclaim over every soul that is listening to me that in this month of Tammuz, hallelujah, this is a month that where you have said that let my people rise up in the time of prayer and begin to sanctify the name of God and begin to use their mouth to sanctify and begin to use their mouth to nullify every wickedness and begin to use their mouth to convert every darkness into light and begin to use their mouth to command every serpentic frequency, every serpentic evil energy, every scorpion, Father God, that whatever that is coming trying to bite the people, that right now in your righteousness, in your holiness, Father, you're putting the garment of life over every soul that is listening to me, that the anointing of peace, the anointing of favor, the anointing of knowledge, the anointing of understanding, the anointing that enables your people to be in your image and to live up to the standards of your righteousness, oh Lord, to speak and to use their mouth to speak. Right now, declare and proclaim. Right now, decree and proclaim. Hallelujah. Father God, we sanctify your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. We proclaim light, we proclaim light, we proclaim light. Hallelujah. Father God, we say you are worthy to be praised. Father God, right now let us enter into prayer. And we say, Father God, that every wickedness, hallelujah, every tongue that has risen up against us, every tongue, Father God, ratama machete, break every tongue, break every darkness, break every witchcraft, break every unsanctified energy that the enemy is trying to use in the via the frequency, that is trying to use via any energy, energetic energy, surrounding of spiritual energies, spiritual host in the heavenly places. Right now, Father God, we decree and we bring under subjection, we bring under subordinate powers, Father God, everything to be subject to you in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. I proclaim, let your will be done over the earth as it is finished. Father God, we sanctify time. Father God, we dedicate time. Father God, we redeem the time of this month. We redeem the months of this month. We redeem the weeks of this month and we sanctify them and we say, Father, it's not by might neither by power, but by your spirit. My Lord, my God, we activate your spiritual energies. And the Bible says that God will put his word in your mouth. And he has put it in your heart. And he will allow you to speak and to utter. Father God, right now we utter your word. You have said in your word that we shall stand against serpents. We shall stand up against scorpions. And we shall trample over them. Father, we trample over them. And by no means that any power of darkness shall not prevail against us. Father God, defeat the wickedness. Defeat the hearts of the evil ones in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father. The scripture declares, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The intentions of the people, the evil desires of the people can turn into serpents and snakes. Hallelujah. The evil energies of the people, they activate serpentic energies and serpentic evil desires and serpentic evil plans. But the Lord God says that you shall stand up against the wicked. And not by means any of this evil witchcraft, none of it shall prevail against you. So Father God, I decree over your people right now and I declare that Father God, whatever intentions, whatever bad mind, Father God, right now separate the children of light from the children of darkness. Father God, this is the time of separation. Father God, we declare by your spirit and by your power that the declaration of our tongue becomes the proclamation and the declaration of your prophetic desires to bring heaven onto the earth. Father God, we understand our times. We understand our signs. We understand our seasons. tongues. And by understanding, Father God, right now we speak. And by speaking right now, we're becoming a speaking spirit. And the last Adam shall become a speaking spirit. So I speak righteousness right now. So I speak holiness right now. So I speak favor over the world right now. So I speak healing over the world right now. Every serpentic energy of the devil that is coming to condemn, that is coming non-well wishers, Father God, separate the darkness from light and let your will be done over the earth. My Lord, my God, I declare, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say with me, say, Father God, right now, I declare by my mouth, I am a vessel of light. And as being a vessel of light, I separate myself from darkness. And I decree, O Lord, separate me from every evil energy. Separate me from every darkness. And sanctify me and put me in your holy place. Hallelujah. Let us pray right now, and we say, as God separated darkness from light, the children of darkness must be separated from light. The children of darkness must be separated. Anything of darkness that is surrounding you, right now we decree by the Spirit of God that it shall not stand. It shall not be close to you. Let the Lord and God separate you from anything that is bringing unrighteousness, is bringing bad luck, bringing every evil energy. Anything that is not of God against your house, against your life, against you, surrounding you, kababashete, destroy her, kababashete, separate her, kababashete, kata mama shata, every sapetica, marata mama shete, kare mama shete, my Lord, my God, the place where you live, take authority over the community, take authority and declare that your community is not a wild place where wild animals, where forest of animals and bad manners shall exist, but in your place, you can nullify every wickedness, you can speak unto wickedness and say, move out of my house, move out of my family, move out of my marriage. Decree and speak over your life, and say, this is the month where you become a spiritual speaking spirit and a vessel of God, a vessel of light. Sanctify to speak light, sanctify to speak power, sanctify to speak the anointing, sanctify to speak the peace of God, sanctified and set apart. How are you sanctified? You're sanctified through the seasons of God, because the seasons of God are signs and times, and times and seasons. Right now we are in the Shabbat, and we are in the fourth month, where God anoints the heart, where God anoints the tongue of the righteous, and he allows it to speak a light. Right now I speak a light into your life. Right now I speak a blessings into your life. Right now I speak favor into your life. Right now I speak in your atmosphere, in your community. You are the vessel of light. You are the vessel of power. You are the vessel of sanctity. You are the utterance and the oracle of God. My Lord, my God, the people come to hear the word of God via your tongue. Why? Because you have the counseling of God. You have the peace of God. You have the unleashing spiritual energies of God that brings the atmosphere, that brings the emotions, that brings the mindset, that brings the frequencies, that brings every spiritual dimension into lining up and being in parallel line. And Father God, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Let your mouth be keen to be an instrument. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you the praise and the honor. Say with me, say, Father God, right now, I declare, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. And via your spirit, I speak over my domain in the earth. I speak over my domain in the earth.
I speak by my domain in the earth.
And I take authority.
Take authority.
And I speak over the seven continents in the earth.
And I speak over the seven continents over the earth.
And I decree that these seven continents, these seven lands,
I decree seven continents, seven lands.
I decree that these seven colonies Which are the seven women?
Which are the seven women?
They are coming out of their emotionalism.
They are coming out from their
emotions. They are coming out of their chaos.
They're coming out from their care.
They are coming out of their conflicts. Yeah.
They're coming out of their conflicts.
And they are entering into your presence. I come against every emotional worries.
I come against every emotional worries.
I come against every fears.
I come against every fears.
I come against every powers of darkness.
I come against every powers of darkness.
I come against every salpetic emotion that has turned into a salpeter.
Every negative emotion that has turned into a serpent against
me and my community and my family. Hallelujah.
I render them powerless.
And through my tongue I prophesy.
And I speak life in my community.
I speak life of my surrounding. I speak life over everything that I own. And the life I speak is the Spirit of God in me.
The life that I speak is the Spirit of God in me.
I speak it into the atmosphere of time. I speak it into the dimension of the universe. Where I'm governed by 12 months. I'm governed by the 12 zodiac signs.
I'm governed by the 12 months on God's calendar.
And through that time I speak. I use my tongue to sanctify and bring order in the system of life. The system of life that is made up of 12 zodiac signs. I align it with the purpose of God.
I speak into time.
I speak obedience. I speak the Levitical order over every system. I speak the obedience of the keeping of the commandments of God. I speak obedience of fulfilling the will of God. The seasons of God.
The
feasts of God. The Shabbatical order of God. And the keeping of the seventh day in the cycle of life. Hallelujah. Thank God right now. I feel a breakthrough. Father God, we sanctify your holy name. Hallelujah. Redeem.